Hey, get in touch with our folks here at Burns Digital Media. They do an absolutely incredible job. I'm currently on their website, theroarfm.com. This is easy, and it's easy to navigate through. You want to go to our advertising tab. Once you click on it, you'll see ways to learn more about digital media and how that's all working. Zach Washburn and his team, they do an incredible job. They're returning your investment. The numbers are phenomenal. They know about this market. And then that stuff like geofencing, man, that's just phenomenal. So you combine that with your radio stuff you're doing, big screen, small screen. They're going to help you out and help your company out. So our great friends over at right here in the building with us at Burns Digital Media. Get in touch with the good folks. Advertise button on theroarfm.com. I want to take a couple seconds. I spent Friday morning, and I'm going to spend in a couple of Mondays from now with David Isle from the Emerson Rose Heart Foundation. We got a great event coming up, and it's such an unbelievable organization. I want to spend some time with him now. Good morning, David. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing great. How are you?
We are awesome. I want to tell them about the golf tournament coming up and some opportunities and ways people can donate and get involved and get in touch with you guys. But first, tell us about this great organization, Jason and Susan Smith, their story and how they've turned a heartbreak into an unbelievable story, an unbelievable organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I've had the joy of serving with the Emerson Rose Heart Foundation for about 4 years now. And we're a pediatric heart foundation. And Jason and Susan Smith are our founders. They grew up in Oconee County, and Emerson Rose was their daughter. And so 2011, they found the news out that it was their first child, that she was going to be born with a heart defect. And the fancy, word is congenital, meaning that she was born with it. And so as they journeyed that journey, they really grew close to the Lord during that time. And they learned a lot. It's kind of like one of those clubs that nobody wants to be a part of, having a child with a critical or life-threatening illness. But they learned a ton. And as they were in the hospital, they received so much care, so much support. They gave birth to her down at MUSC in Charleston. But unfortunately, she only survived about 2.5 months of life. She had they had successful surgeries. It wasn't written up. It's not on the guys at MUSC. They did an incredible job caring for her. And it's just one of those things outside of their control. And so as they grieved, obviously, and as they worked through that, the Lord really impressed upon their heart that they had to do something. They had to do something to care for other heart families. They had experienced a lot of the families around them that didn't have the support system that they had, didn't have the Lord. Only God can take something that's broken and something in ashes and bring something beautiful out of it. And so, their courage is inspiring, to say the least. That they took that brokenness, they took their wounds, and they were able to turn around and help others, with their wounds. So we've been in existence since then, and, our mission is to change the future of those affected by congenital heart defects as we share the hope and love of Jesus.
One of your board members is a mutual friend of mine and yours, and he got me involved in the organization a few years ago, or last year, and I went down and did the first tournament, the 14th annual one. I'll tell you about the 15th one coming up, I've been asked to do a lot of stuff, and hopefully I don't give enough time to it, but every once in a while, we do volunteer and do some things, and it took about 5 minutes of meeting Jason and Susan to realize, man, God put me here in the right place at the right time for these people and for this organization. And now we're talking about, 4,500 families assisted and all kinds of patient care and tons of families that are affected by all this. And so I know after spending time with you and with them, I told you that day, sign me up. I'm in. I'll do whatever I can do from now on to help these folks out. Now, this is obviously, pediatrics is going to be close to a lot of people's hearts anyway, and close to, people want to get involved in this stuff. when we say get involved, what does the foundation need? What helps this thing going? And you got to know some fundraisers and all that, but like, what's the main call to action for our listeners this morning?
Yeah. So, I mean, our I call it the bread and butter of our ministry is that we wrap around these families, you know, during these critical moments with our heart warrior. And so we do that emotionally, you know, by being a friend, by being a listening ear, by being a counselor, by, you know, trying to point them to folks that can help them if we can't help them in that area. Financially, obviously, you know, there's a tremendous amount of stress on these families. You know, you set aside just all the medical bills, you know, which there are resources for that, thankfully, in the state of South Carolina, but just set that aside and just, you know, think about a family that's just trying to provide. And then they find out that they have a child with a critical illness. Then they are having to go to the hospital. They're having to spend time there. They're spending time away from work. It just snowballs. You know, they've got bills. They've got all sorts of things they still have to take care of, maybe kids back home. So we try to step in and we help out with transportation. We help out with lodging. We help out with food. And then we help out with those essential bills too. And then also, you know, there's a spiritual side of it too. So we wrap around them and we try to share the love and hope of Jesus, you know, that we can help them with their physical heart issue. But we see that, you know, everyone has a spiritual heart issue, a separation from the Lord. So we want to help with that too by sharing the love of Christ with them, sharing the gospel message. So, you know, thinking about ways people can be involved in that, you know, we have different ways that you can volunteer, and you can visit our website, erheart.org, and we have, obviously, we have lots of events throughout the year, whether it be fundraisers, or we also do these events called Heart Connects, and we host those throughout the state. We had five this year where we host these families as they come back home, and they're kind of back in a new normal, to meet other heart families, connect with them, love on them, provide them something free to do, create some memories with their kids. So we've got lots of events, but then also, you know, hosting like little parties in their homes that we call them heart parties, you know, where they can put together care packages. They can write notes to nurses and cards to kids, and they can learn more about what we do and about CHDs. And then, you know, there's just miscellaneous stuff too. So there are tons of ways that people can volunteer. They just need to reach out to us and we can get them plugged in. And obviously just sharing. You know, sharing with others, you know, just making them aware that, hey, this is the number one birth defect. And it actually, you know, affects twice as many children as, you know, some other major childhood health issues. You know, yet it receives about five times less in research money. You know, so it's something that's not talked about a whole lot. And we want to make people more aware, you know, that this affects 1 in 100 kids. Like, it's a lot of children. We served 450 families last year in the Carolinas. So, yeah, we would love for folks to engage, love for folks to get involved, and we would love to just include them in this journey.
EmersonRoseHeartFoundation.org. EmersonRoseHeartFoundation.org. You can Google search it, put it up there. You'll find it. It's easy to do. 450 families just in 1 year. That's, you know, it's obviously more than one a day. Like, these are... Can you imagine, like, and I know you see it all the time with your heart warriors, like, this is one of the most happiest times of your life, and you're about to, you know, get this exciting news, and then you get devastated by, you know, some other news, and then the siblings that we might already have, and then all the financial pressures and strains and insurance strains and all that. You guys are doing, obviously, God's work to help these folks, for sure. We've got a big event coming up in a couple of Mondays, it seems like. Now, because it's such a great event, because you're on such a great golf course with the Eclipse of Glassy, you sold out the teams pretty early, but we still need maybe some sponsors for the event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so this is our 15th annual Golfing with Heart tournament. Super excited. It's our first year at the Eclipse of Glassy. And, you know, I grew up in the upstate, grew up in northern Greenville County looking at that mountain. Just about every day driving to high school. So this is a thrill for me. It is a beautiful course, and the Cliffs have just been phenomenal. We obviously have had lots of other tournaments before this, But I would say this is the first time that we're getting the care, you know, and I don't know, they just go the extra mile for you. So very thankful for them. This is going to be on August 18th, so it's about 3 weeks from today. And I do want to mention that Dolly's Roofing has been a tremendous part of this. They're our presenting sponsor, and they've just been so good to us over the years, supporting our cause, and pretty good at putting roofs on. So definitely want to shout out to them. But yeah, I mean, since our inception, this thing has been, you know, just an incredible chance for folks to come out and support our cause, learn about our cause, hear that, you know, we have heart stories, like families and kids come out there and they share their stories, which is just incredible. So it's a really unique and fun event, you know, for these golfers too, not just the golf, but the cause. And so, yeah, two ways that folks can help. You know, number one is prayer. Like that's really the number one thing that we always want is we covet prayers from folks. sorry, you know, this afternoon actually be attending, you know, a funeral for one of the kids that we've been serving in our community here in Clemson. And so we covet prayers. We do. These families are really going through it, and you know, we want to be what the scriptures say, you know, that we are extending the comfort of the Lord to them, and so pray for them, pray for us, and our team, you know, as we love and we support them, but also pray for this event. Like we covet your prayers for the event too. The second thing, like you mentioned, is sponsorship. You know, I would love to get 10 more sponsors. We've got things like PAR sponsorship, refreshments. Contest sponsors, lunch sponsors, and all of that information is on our website. And I'll give you kind of the quick way to get to our site. We have an alias. It's a erheart.org, erheart.org. Much easier to remember and to type than our full name. But yeah, you can go on there. We have all of our sponsorship information. You can sign up online there, or you can reach out to us and have a conversation, and we can share more about what those packages include. Even for those heart warriors out there, those families that are listening, we even have something called a heart garden, and so this is just a little heart dedication where you can pay just a little bit for your child's name to be included on a heart, and what we do is we stake them in the ground like flowers, and we have 100 of them out there to represent one in 100. So that's just another little way. And then lastly is, we have an auction at this event. So if you have, you know, vacation stays or gift cards or merchandise or any services, you know, and the list goes on, anything that you could donate in kind, you know, that is incredibly valuable to us too. So, those are just a few ways, that folks can get involved. We're really set otherwise and really getting ready and gearing up here now that we're 3 weeks out. But if y'all can just help us, we're trying to reach our $100,000 mark, our goal. We're about 3/4 of the way there. So we would love for folks to help us push over the finish line strong.
Erheart.org. When you go, you guys do it so well because, like I said, I was hooked in 5 minutes. You meet Jason and Susan and you hear their story and you watch their videos on their website. You'll want to get involved in that. And the other thing is, you bring these little heart warriors out and the cutest things in the world with their kids. And then you hear the families of what they're going through. And then the other thing is, unfortunately, you had what you had to do today is there's some families who don't have the happy ending story that you helped as well. And so when you hear all three of those, you want to be involved. And it's something, this is easy for us to do because we want to do what we can. You can support them online there. Go to erheart.org. And besides that, my friend, I'm looking forward to seeing you on August the 18th. Is that, that's 2 weeks or 3 weeks from today, right? Am I saying that? 3 weeks from
3
today.
3 weeks, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, 3 weeks. Hard to believe it's almost August.
Yeah. Snuck up on us. But we'll, if you want to get involved, again, erheart.org. David, man, I can't thank you enough for your friendship and your wonderful organization. Tell Jason and Susan, can't wait to see them and those little heart warriors coming out in 3 weeks from today.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate your time and appreciate your show. You guys do such a good job.
Very kind of you. Erheart.org. David Isle, we'll see you, man, and let us know what we can do to help you guys out in the future.
All right. Thank you, guys. All have right. a good one, Mickey.
You too, for sure. They've got a gala coming up. But I go over there, and within 10 minutes, he introduced me. I meet a little heart warrior who had some surgeries, some heart defects. And I meet these families that are thankful because they this organization helped save their kids' lives. And then you meet a family or two that didn't have that kind of ending. And then you meet Dave and Susan who put this thing together. Jason and Susan who put this thing together. And then you're like, man, sign me up, buddy. Couldn't imagine what those families go through. So sign us up for that, erheart.org. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's do some open phone line stuff, whatever anybody wants to get into. Again, I think we've covered the Clemson football concerns. Can we do this, though? Can I put a happier bow on it for you? Can I talk about things that I know and things I feel good about? Because this football season is going to be some electric aspects. And some superstars and some NFL first-round draft pick kind of performance. Let's talk about what we like about this team and what we feel good about this team. Short break, much more on the other side after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Make living easy this summer with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Kraft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I've partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
had a dream last night about the James Gang. They were not the focal part of the dream, but they were playing in the background, and they were actually there, so that was interesting. Hey, I want to talk to you about what Jonathan has done over at American Door Masters and the residential garage doors, the commercial garage doors, and the garage door openers, the service and repair. They do an incredible job for you when it comes to your garage doors, any repairs, any of the commercial side of it. And I saw all those dock equipments, and you got to get all that stuff right, and you got to make sure that you're you get the bumpers and get all the stuff right. Let them take care of all this for you. They'll do it. They'll do it fantastic. You'll love what they've done. And the sectional doors or rolling steel doors or fire-rated rolling steel doors, they do an incredible job. It's info@AmericanDoorMasters.com. Any service, repair, anything they do, they're going to take care of it for you. 990-3075. If it's an emergency, they'll take care of it 24/7. 990-3075. All right. We gave you the concerns. I'm a half full guy. I gave you the concerns of punter, of depth, of first team running back, RB1 through all that. But in looking at it, Oregon's got concerns. Ohio State has concerns. You're looking at Georgia has concerns, Michigan and Texas, they all have concerns. But why are those teams ready to hop? Because they've got a lot of pieces to it. Clemson has a lot of pieces as well. And so I've made my top five, and I've got a tie at five, of things that I feel good about this season and things that the reason I think Clemson's a top 10, maybe top five team. Tied for number five on the list are the superstars they have on the defensive line and superstars they have at linebacker. There are very few teams in the country that can stroll out there, Parker, Woods, Capehart, Woodaz, and Brown. Like, those are five NFL guys. Those are five guys that will be drafted. Those are five guys that have experience, five guys that you can count on, five guys who've done it and produced at a very high level. There are very, very few. And you could add to it the Terrells maybe who've done it and Barnes who've done it. But in that front seven and controlling the line of scrimmage, those are five. And maybe help, maybe. You might be talking about six, I don't know. But those are five guys that can control football games. And so I feel very, very strongly about that. I guess you guys, that's a fairly simple thing to say, right? But that's number five on my list. Would you guys have that higher, maybe? Lower, maybe? Any concerns about that as well? Or is this a no-brainer, like these guys are just that good?
I wouldn't say it's the, fifth. That seems about right. I take it back.
Okay. Number four on my list of things I feel great about is Matt Luke. And his development of the offensive line. This offensive line, we get a lot of credit to, and rightfully so. There's an awful lot of credit that should go to Cade Klubnik. And an awful lot of credit that should go to this wide receiver core for what they were able to pull off last year. And really going to one of the biggest improvements offensively in the country and biggest improvements we've seen. This time last year, we were extremely worried about the offense, extremely worried about the passing offense and what was going to happen at wide receiver. And Antonio Williams had 75 catches last year for 900 yards and 11 touchdowns. And, Brittany still had 49 catches for 500 yards and 7 touchdowns. And T.J. Moore had 45 catches for 651 yards and 5 touchdowns. And Wesco had 41 catches for 700 yards and 5 touchdowns. By the way, just a quick discussion. Well, I know I got it in a second. I'll get it in a second. But the point was that they ran the football better than some people would have thought. The offense was 35 points a game last year. They made some strides. I don't think the offensive line got enough credit for that. This offensive line was very good, and I think Matt Luke deserves an awful lot of credit. Year one under him went very, very good. And looking back looking forward, I think you can project that this team's going to be better. This offensive line's going to be more experienced. And as the season goes on, I think you'll see even more production there. It's nice going into a season counting on an offensive line. Everybody good with that? Have that higher or lower on your things you feel good about?
For me personally, lower.
You have concerns.
Just with the experience and the depth, but if we're talking just specifically about Matt Luke, I think that is right where it needs to be, or I might have it a little higher. Matt Luke is a great fit so far.
And we were talking about not really sure what the running backs are going to look like, but with the O-line being as good as they are, just at least the starting group, right, with how experienced they are, how good they are, it may not matter who's in the backfield. All they have to do is run straight, right? If the O-line does their job as well as what we think they can do, especially with Matt Luke controlling it, if they create gaps for the running backs to run through, we won't really have to worry about how good they are in the backfield because the O-line's doing all the dirty work for them. So you could honestly put that higher up with how important it might be this year.
Totally agree. Totally agree with all that. Number three on this list are those productive wide receivers. And there's talent there. There's depth there. Make no mistake that this is something you've got to account for now with Clemson football. And I told you the numbers. Receptions, Williams 75, Moore 45, Wesco 41. You had Cole Turner had 16. And he was hurt an awful lot. And Tyler Brown only had 5 catches the whole year. Tyler Brown's going to get back to where he was his freshman year if he's healthy. And all together, we're talking about 11 touchdowns for Antonio Williams and 5 apiece for Moore and Wesco, and a couple for Turner. And you know, you'll see Brown doing a better job of all that. The bottom line is, like, this wide receiver core is among the best in the country, top 5 in the country, in my opinion. A quick question for you guys. For the freshman that we saw bust out last year, T.J. Moore, let me remind you, and Wesco, I'm going to ask you to compare these two and who you think has a better season this year. Last year, Moore had more catches, 45-41. Wesco had more yards, 708-651, and both had 5 touchdowns. Moving forward, Will Clanton, do you have a higher ceiling for Moore or higher ceiling for Wesco this year?
Ooh, that is tough. I'm gonna go with Moore just simply because of the fact that he's
smooth, man.
He attacks the ball, yeah. And he's got great hands.
There were some times in there last year where it felt like that he's just ready to take over and explode. And remember that's 40-something catches last year, and those didn't really start. He caught 3 against App State, but you start thinking about, like, in the first half of the season, 1 catch for 7 yards against Georgia, 3 for 44 against App State, 1 for 40 against NC State, 1 for 14 against Stanford, 2 for 39 against Florida State. But then, for the rest of the season, all right, 4 catches for 46 yards against Wake Forest, 4 for 78 in a touchdown against Virginia, 5 for 63 against Louisville, 2 for 58 in a touchdown against Virginia Tech, 3 for 39 against Pittsburgh, 1 for 10 against Citadel, 6 for 65 against South Carolina, 3 for 32 against SMU, and 9 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown against Texas. Like, it's coming. You can see it's coming. Wesco, on the other hand, same thing. It took him, you know, it takes a while. Kind of the same storyline there. Earlier on, 1 catch for 5 yards against Georgia. Now, 3 for 130 in a touchdown against App State, including the one that brought the season over. But against NC State, 1 catch for minus 1 yard. Against Stanford, 2 for 104 in a touchdown. So big plays there for sure. FSU, 4 for 24. Louisville, 7 for 53. Virginia Tech, 1 for 17. Pittsburgh, 3 for 61. Citadel, 3 for 75. South Carolina, 5 for 67. Against SMU, 8 catches, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Texas, 3 for 30. So you saw both Moore and Wesco have big playoff games and big ACC championship games, and both big games against South Carolina. They combined against South Carolina, I think I'm right saying this, 6 for 57, and for Moore it was, or 5 for 67, and for Moore, 6 for 65. So that's 11 catches for 122 yards, you know, against South Carolina. So, end of the season, those guys were And another year in the weight room, another spring practice. I think you're going to see big, big, big things there. Number two on the list. By the way, higher or lower for wide receivers?
I think that's good. I'm with you. I really want to see Wesco kind of take a jump here with the weight room, get a little bit bigger, get a little bit stronger. That's why I have Moore above Wesco right now with the ceiling, just because he has.
You think Moore has a higher ceiling?
He has, just because of the intangibles, right? Like, he has all the other God-given stuff. He has the size and
big
the speed
body,
already.
Smooth-looking thing.
Yeah,
man,
so I think he will be better. But if Wesco, you know, can get a little bit bigger, I think he'll be right there.
Wesco can make you miss, too.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how they add in Tyler Brown, because, like you were saying, his freshman year, he was the offense with Antonio Williams down. So he obviously has the talent. He can do it. It's just, where do you fit him in now? Because you have a healthy, dominating Moore and Wesco. Antonio Williams is back. I don't know how you implement him, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, one way implement is my number two. And that is number two. I called him number two. Kate Klubnik, you look at the progression. As a freshman, 697 yards passing. Sophomore, 2844. Last year, 3,639 yards. Freshman, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. Sophomore, 19 touchdowns, 9 picks. Last year, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He also rushed for 463 yards and 7 touchdowns. So, combined notes, you're talking about over 4,000 yards and 43 touchdowns. And only 6 interceptions. This time last year, he kept saying, Labrador puppy, stop peeing on the carpet. He stopped peeing on the carpet. Now he's a fully developed Labrador. And, man, he's good. He's a good dog, man. It's Georgia play, damn good dog. What a year. And you got to think that as he continues to see what this looks like, as he continues to see, you know, more blitz schemes and more zone blitzes, and he just becomes more comfortable. Bottom line is, Cade Klubnik, I think, takes even a bigger jump. And so I'll ask you guys, can you go 4,000? Can you go 40 touchdowns through the air? Can you go 500 yards rushing? Can you go 10 touchdowns on the ground? Can you go to New York City? With this offensive line and this wide receiver core, can you continue to make those jumps?
I sure hope so. And just the stat line from last year, historically, that gets you into the top five of in Heisman watch. Those are great statistics last year. I know the competition may have been a little lower, but if we see an improvement on that this year, watch out.
Yeah, totally agree. Have him higher or lower than number two on your list of assignments?
I'm interested to see what you have at one, but I could put him at one, because I think our season completely depends on how well and how confident he is playing, much like it was last year. Like, when he was at his best, when he was feeling confident, I think when he's running the ball also willingly and confidently, we are one of the best teams in the nation. But it's the other side of it. You saw it in the Georgia game. When he's not as confident, he doesn't get a strong start to a game, you can see the entire team kind of struggles as a whole. So I think he is still kind of the number one focal point of the team, but might change my mind depending on what you have here at one.
Well, that leads me to number one, and I'm going to try to get it done in this segment. And that number one is Tom Allen. I think there is a completely new attitude. I think you're going to see a very aggressive blitz package. I think you're going to see I think the fundamentals will be better. I think you'll see top to bottom in almost every aspect, they'll be better on the defense. And as part of that is that hopefully you're healthy. Part of that is that you're more experienced. Part of it is it's just a different mentality, and it's going to be a different deal there. I don't, to be honest with you, I'm not understanding why you didn't go this route to begin with, or go the more experienced route to begin with. That this appears to be, this is a college football playoff national championship kind of defensive coordinator. You know, he did it in the past. He did it at Penn State. This is puts you on par with what the rest of the staff should look like. And this is a terrific hire. And it gets you back to where what you should be doing in those Venables years. You know, I'm a huge Venables guy. But you start looking at where this program was to where it is now, and going in the last year, like this time last year, like, boy, it had gone down defensively in almost every statistical category. yards rushing were allowed up. Yards passing up, total yards up, total points up, sacks down, turnovers down. Like almost every measurable way, this defense was not as good. And part of it was injuries, and part of it was recruiting and personnel, but part of it was scheme and personality. And now there is an accountability. Anytime you hire a new guy, you know, now we have accountability on our side, and now we're going to do things. You know, every coach says that. Tom Allen's proven it. And if you go to practice and you see it, it's a different feel. I don't want to yell and screamer just to be yelling and screamer, but I do want someone who is, who's proven it, and someone who has that credibility because we've seen him do it in the past. I think you're going to see a tremendous jump. Thoughts on defense, and Tom Allen?
Yeah, after hearing it, I agree with you. I changed my mind. I think Allen is probably the big difference as well, just because you go back to last year, if the defense is a little bit stronger, we talked about not giving up as much on the ground, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, who knows what that team could have been capable of. I mean, if Tom Allen is as good as we think he is going to be, and you go back to that Texas game and you have his same mindsets, could Clemson come out on top in that game? If you're able to slow down the run, even just a little bit, cut it in half or, you know, in third, one third of what we saw, Clemson probably could win that game with how well the offense is playing. So, really, the defense is the part that has to step up, really, just with the schematically. And I think they can do that because of Coach Allen.
In the heyday, it was giving up 260 a game, giving up 276 a game, and 285 a game. Last year was 374. In the heyday, it was yards rushing per game, 96. Last year was 160. You know, in the best, the glory years, giving up 150 yards a game through the year, 160 yards a game through the year. Last year, 213. Points per game in the glory years, 16 points a game, 14 points a game, 13 points a game. Last year, 23 points a game. In almost every, you want to go first downs, you want to go yards per rush, yards per pass, you want to go turnovers, and almost every sacks, quarterback pressures, in almost every measurable way, it had fallen. And now it started out great, so it's easy to fall, but it had fallen. Make no mistake about that. Hey, my great friends over at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail build your next building for you. We love what Trail does. Trail Tailored Homes, they're building the homes out there now and doing a great job of custom homes. They're doing an awesome job of that. But let Trail talk to them early in the process. They're going to exceed your expectations. There's a couple of stats that I just love talking about Trail, and really these stats kind of show you who they are. Speaking of stats, number one, never sued anybody, never been sued. Number two, 85% of their annual volume from repeat clients. Why? Because it's done on time and on budget, and it's a great relationship. The people who build and build often know this is the company to go with. You can as well. Find out schedule a discovery session with them. It's TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Final segment of the show after this.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again.
To take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Get ready for a jam-packed Monday edition of Out of Bounds, starting at noon right here on The Roar. Ben Milstead and I will unleash a flurry of opinions on a busy weekend in the world of sports. Of course, we'll continue our recap of ACC kickoff. We'll continue to reveal our order of finish in the league. Plus, we will have Atlanta Braves updates. We'll recap the series with the Rangers. We'll get you ready for Braves Royals and the latest as we get closer and closer to Major League Baseball's trade deadline. All that and much, much more on Monday. Don't miss it.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Final segment of a Monday show. Tomorrow, Dr. Milt Lauder, Tony Morrell will join us. Can't wait for that. Working on another special guest that we'll have tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll bring that person on. A couple of quick things here. First, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber does an incredible job when it comes to your installed services. They're a full-service lumber yard, and they do a great job for your builders, remodelers, and handymen and getting you all your interior products, exterior products, everything you need to make sure that your company is running very efficiently and effectively. For you homeowners, think about cabinets. Think about the screen-in porches and the decks. At our family, we're thinking about doing a patio, taking off our deck and doing a patio, but keeping our screen-in porch. I'm thinking about maybe even doing more of that, like keep the deck, keep the screen-in porch, do a Florida room, and then do a patio out there. So anyway, we'll contact our friends at Harbin Lumber to make sure they do all that. Since 1917, the people do it right, making sure everything goes great for you is harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Texter asked, was there any statistic last year that Clemson's defense improved upon? And the answer is no. Now, on the ones that the ones I know of, the measurable ones, so they gave up, first of all, played more games, but they gave up, you know, had more plays defensively, gave up more yards. They got 1,500 more yards again, a season. They gave up, went from 287 to 374 in yards per game allowed, yards per play from 4.7 to 5.5, had many more carries, obviously, but rushing yards from 1,400 to 2,200, from yards per game rushing from 114 to 160, yards per carry 3.8 to 4.7. The opponents had 67 more passes. They had 700 more yards passing. They had the same amount of interceptions, by the way. So that's one. So you can say, I guess you can say interceptions. Let me see. No, per game because you play more. No, you couldn't do that. Yards passing per game went from 173 to 213. First downs from 185 to 287. Points per game from 21 to 23. Turnovers went down from 28 to 26. Of all the stats I know to look at, not one single improvement last year on the defensive side. So with that said, is there an area this year that you think they want to improve upon? Will Clinton defensively?
Hmm.
The bar's been lowered. I'm not saying get back to 2014 defense. Get back to the 2018 defense gave up 13 points a game.
I'm just going to say interceptions for the sake of I think we're going to see a lot more control on the defensive side. We're not going to need – we've gotten really lucky in terms of turnovers in the past couple of years, but I think maybe that comes to an end. Maybe we're getting more sacks and tackles for loss, and that offsets the benefits of interceptions and fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
But that's – I mean, I expect to see improvement in almost every statistic.
Landon, any area you aren't expecting improvement on defense?
Honestly, no. I think they're going to improve in almost every aspect. At least I hope, anyway. Maybe turnovers. I feel like we did force a decent amount of turnovers last year. I'm pretty good in years past, and I feel like that's something we're usually consistent of, no matter who's kind of leading the show. Yeah. So maybe that's one thing, just simply because they'll just be as good as they were last year.
Yeah.
But other than that, I expect to see a pretty big jump in almost every aspect. Even pressures, I feel like those were down last year. So, and it was tough because some people were adjusting, kind of T.J. Parker. They were trying to take him out of games, and Peter Woods a little banged up. So we'll see some jumps, hopefully, with both of those guys being healthy.
Woods had the knee deal. Parker had some migraine deals. So, and you don't know. I mean, you didn't know that going into the year. And that's not Wes Goodwin's fault. You know, you didn't know that Woods would be chop blocked and that Parker would have some headache issues. So you didn't know that. With that being said, hopefully, you know, going into the season. And look, Tom Allen, let me give you what Penn State did last year. But before I do that, I do want to tell you about our friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Get in touch with him. Wants to help you out. They want to do a terrific job for you when it comes to getting your tax strategies. All right. This is a company that has helped me tremendously in looking forward to like what I was doing and looking back and what I was doing and what I'm doing now. They've just done a great job of it. So my great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. So statistically, last year on defense, bear with me, got some team defense stuff coming up. Oh, man. Clicked on the wrong stuff here. Penn State was one of the best defenses in the country. Now, again, they had a lot of talent on defense. And then Manny Diaz left them a lot. But last year, they were ranked 7th in total defense in the country, gave up 294 yards a game, 8th in scoring defense, giving up 16 points a game, and 6th in passing defense efficiency. So they created pressure. They affected the quarterbacks. It sounds an awful lot like, you know, Venables, what they want to do is let's control the run game first and foremost. That's my number one thing. And then number two is let's affect the quarterback in the passing game. I think you'll do that with different kind of blitz pressures and packages there. I mentioned this many, many, many times that if I am and this has changed a little bit through the years because offenses have changed a little bit. But if I'm a coordinator on either side of the ball, I'm going to do basically try to do the same thing, all right? If I'm a defensive coordinator, we are going to sell out to stop the run. We are going to stop the run at all expenses. And if I got to give up 1,000 yards passing and 17 passing touchdowns a game, but you're not going to run the football on us. If you do run the football on us, then we're in trouble because now you're balanced. But if I take the run away and I force you to throw the football, then I can affect the quarterback a little bit. I can go more nickel and dime, but I got to get you in this passing situation. But if we get to the point in time where you run the football on me, then we're cooked, man. Because at that point in time, there is no – you're balanced, I'm guessing, and now everything works. You know, you're that offensive coordinator, no matter what play call you works, because I can't stop the run. And you do that, and all of a sudden, now the play action works, my safety's creeping up, now I'm getting burnt deep. So very few times we see someone not stop the run but shut the pass down. And if that is the case, that's because you can't stop the run, and they don't even try to pass it. the remedy number one is we're going to stop the run. Now, on the other side of football, if I'm the offensive coordinator, I'm not going to stop the run for you. Meaning, so many offenses out there today stop the run by throwing it 55 times a game and running it 20 times a game. You are going to prove to me that you can stop the run. I'm not going to stop it for you. You're going to prove to me that you can stop the run. And if you do that, then we'll have to move on and have to throw the football a little bit. But we're going to find out how committed you are to stop the run. The best football teams run the football, and the best football teams stop the run. If you do that, you know what? There's some great quarterbacks, great receivers. You can do some other things out that way. But if I can't run the football, and now all of a sudden I'm one-dimensional, now all of a sudden you're teeing off on me, now you're playing nickel and dime more, and your safeties aren't having them come up in the box and make tackles, I'm having a hard time getting behind you. So you, but so many coordinators stop themselves. Offense coordinators stop the run themselves. There's an old saying in college basketball: the only person who could hold Michael Jordan under 25 a game was Dean Smith, because didn't let him shoot it all the time, kept him on the bench some. I ain't stopping my own run, pal. You can prove to me you can stop. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Jeff Collins is back. Jeff Collins is at South Carolina. You know, you need a villain. And the Gamecocks just got theirs from Clemson. This is a weird dude, man. This is a guy that did the jogger pants and did the sweatshirt thing. He did the weights on the sidelines before the games. Like, this is one of those just quirky, weird dudes. If he's on your side, Gamecock fans, you're going to love him. Until you don't love him anymore, then you're going to hate him. North Carolina fans thought they're going to love him. They didn't love him. Georgia Tech fans thought they were going to love him. They didn't love him. But while he's yours, you're going to like him and see. And he's got a wealth of experience out this way. But he's one of those dudes, just kind of a quirky, peculiar, weird dude. And if you're Clemson fans, you like this because now you've got a target. Like Muschamp. Like, you got a target over there. Beamer's a good dude. Like, it's hard to get mad at him. Collins, not so much. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me over there, Will Clinton?
Something interesting I saw over the weekend. John Blau from the Post and Courier covering Clemson Athletics. If you go to his Twitter page, you can find this post of Cade Klubnik breaking down some different schemes, specifically one play with former quarterback in the NFL, Kurt Benkert. And it shows a side of Cade Klubnik processing defenses and understanding certain schemes on offense. That's very interesting.
How long is that?
It's about a 2-minute video.
Okay. All right. Can you send it to me?
Of course.
Okay. Do that, because that's easy when you send it to me. And man, that right there will make you feel dumb when you watch somebody else break it down, because we don't know what we're talking about. Landman, what do you have for me?
Hate to do it to the Braves fans, but the news broke. All 5 starters of the opening day rotation for the Braves are on the 60-day injured list. And they only have 6 saves over the last 57 games.
Loser's limp.
That's it. That is a tough year. But that is the bright spot, that maybe next year will be better because injuries has really banged up your year so far.
Loser's limp, man. Now we're not playing very well, so let's go on and do that. Loser's limp. No, hey, Yankees had 4 out of 5 on their opening day. Well, you can't count Cole because they knew he's going to be out in spring training. But anyway, 4 out of 5 starters for all that. Let me tell you about Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all your real estate needs. EricNewton.com. No one knows more about real estate when it comes to a full-service real estate company in Clemson. If you need rental properties, you need to manage rental property, you need someone that's going to build for you, you need someone that's going to do some renovation for you, it's easy to do. It's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. They can certainly help you out for sure. My teammate Joe, nice to see Ichiro in the Hall of Fame. I'll stop by. When I do go to Cooperstown, I will go see Ichiro's plaque. I'll see CeCe's plaque. Billy Wagner, I don't know if I have time or not. I don't know. It depends. I'll be looking at Babe Ruth's and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron's. Billy Wagner, I'll see if I have time for him. I don't know yet. I'll let you know if I can see Billy Wagner's through all that. Let me I know I don't want to see Dick Allen's and Dave Parker. I'll probably hang out at Willie Mays' plaque a little bit longer. Let me thank Dr. Steve Martin and the great friends of ours at Arthrex. Great job, Will. Great job, Landon. Y'all be with me in tomorrow? Looking forward to that. That should be good. No Faxon and John up next. ESPN Sports up next. Folks, have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see right here on the radio.